الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding your faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, and also paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. And you can get your Quran for free, really, at the yislam.org. That's yislam, one word, .org. And you can get a free Quran and for yourself. It comes in Spanish, English, Urdu, different types of languages, but the original language of the Quran is Arabic. Kalamullah, the words of Allah, the speech of Allah, is Arabic, and brought down from the angel Jibril to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, and then he spread it to mankind, explaining what Allah says in the Quran. This was done by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. I want to welcome those who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class. Welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic is brotherhood. A lot of times we see in the news about Muslims attacking Muslims. Is this right or is this wrong? Let me tell you, it's wrong. They're really not supposed to be attacking anyone, because it says in one ayah in the Quran pertaining to if a person takes a life of someone, it will be as if he took the life of all of mankind. And if he saved a life of someone, it will be as if he saved the life of all of mankind. So we as Muslims, we're not supposed to be taking the life of anyone unless it's for, of course, they're attacking me. And then, of course, I would defend myself and they die in the process. Then, okay, that's something different. A person making mischief in the land, and of course, according to the government, then that person will be executed depending upon the thing that he did or act that he's done. Or you can do what's called dina, or he will pay a tax or a ransom, if you will, to the person's family. Parents, the family may say, no, don't kill him, don't take his life, let him pay money to us instead of him going to jail or being killed, or her being killed or going to jail. But that's a whole nother topic there. Allah says in one ayah in the Quran, you can open up your Quran now. We're going to turn to chapter 21, chapter 21, verse 92. Again, chapter 21, verse 92. And Allah says in this particular verse, I'll read in Arabic, then I'll translate it to the best I can into the English. Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahidatan wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. It says here, Allah says, again, in chapter 21, verse 92, and he says, verily this brotherhood of yours is a single brotherhood, and I am your only Rabb, meaning your only Lord. Therefore, worship me alone. So Allah is telling us as Muslims that this is one brotherhood. And if anyone wants to embrace Islam, understand, once you embrace Islam, you have almost 2 billion people in the world that becomes your family. Once you take Shahada, testify there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, is the messenger or the last messenger and a servant and messenger of Allah. And so again, he said, verily, this is from Allah, and we have to obey what Allah says. He said, verily, this brotherhood of yours, it's a single brotherhood, and I am your only Rabb, your only Lord. Therefore, worship me alone, meaning that we do not worship anyone else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May glory be to him. Also, let's go to another chapter in your Quran. Don't close it up yet. We're going to go to chapter 3, verse 103. That's chapter 3, verse 103. And here Allah says, and I'll read it just in the English this time, and hold fast altogether by the rope which Allah stretches out for you, and be not divided amongst yourselves, and remember with gratitude Allah's favor on you. Again, Allah telling us to hold on to the rope of Allah. I think that some of the scholars say the rope of Allah is Islam. Hold on to this Islam that Allah presents to us or stretches out to us. And wala tafarraqu, do not divide amongst ourselves, and remember Allah with gratitude of his favors he bestowed upon us. So this is Allah again instructing the Muslims to hold on to this Islam, and also to not divide amongst ourselves. We are not allowed to do that. Matter of fact, in another verse Allah talks about, he says, the believing men and believing women are allies of one another. They enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and establish prayer and give zakat, meaning charity, and obey Allah and his messenger. Those Allah will have mercy upon them. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise. Here again, Allah is saying about the men and the women, the believing men and the believing women, they are what? They are allies of each other, brothers and sisters of each other. We encourage each other to enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. And together we establish the prayer. And together that we establish paying the zakat or paying the charity of those who are in need, given to those people. And that we obey Allah and obey his messenger, ati Allah wa ati Rasul. And it is also mentioned, of course, I mentioned what? I mentioned about being one brotherhood. I mentioned about holding on to the rope of Allah and do not divide amongst ourselves, and that we are allies to one another. And it was asked of the prophet one time, some of the people, they asked the prophet, and they said, من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. He was his reply to their question. Because they wanted to have their question, like they wanted to know, Ya Rasulullah, ayyi islami afdalu qala. They wanted to know what was the preferred Islam, what is the preferred practice or behavior or character that Allah wants us to have. Who is the best? And then he answered, as I said at the beginning, Men salimul muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. And he said, I'm going to read it in English now. Some people asked the Prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him, Allah's Messenger, salam, whose Islam is best? He replied, one who avoids hurting the Muslims with his tongue and his hands. Min lisanihi wa yaddihi. Say what? One who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and his hands. Meaning not saying bad things against the Muslim, not backbiting the Muslim, not slandering the Muslim, or taking our hands and hurting a Muslim. Really not hurting anyone at all. That's what we're not supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be hurting anyone at all, of course, unless they're attacking us. But he said, when he asked, what is the preferred or what is the best Islam? And he said that the best Islam, the best are those are the ones who avoid harming the Muslims with his tongue and his hands. And further, the Prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him, he mentioned to those around him, he said, O Messenger of Allah, who is the best of the people? The question was asked again, at a different setting, and Allah knows best. And he said, He whose life is long and his deeds are good. You want to be the best Muslim? You want to be the best Muslim? Okay, first, as I mentioned earlier, is that we be one of the ones avoid harming the Muslims or anyone with our tongue or our hands. And also mentioned the one that has the good deeds, that do the good deeds, helping those who needs help. If there's something in the road that's going to hurt people, remove it from the world road. Guide people, someone who is lost. Help someone get onto in and out of their horse, or in and out of their car or the bus or something like that. Or helping with bags, or a blind person need guidance, then help guide that individual. Now, what are we not to do against our Muslim brothers or against our Muslim sister? It was narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar. This is the son of Umar. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and peace and blessings be upon him, he mounted the pulpit and he called in a loud voice, "You who have accepted Islam with your tongue, but whose hearts have not been reached by faith, do not annoy the Muslims, do not revile them, or seek out their faults. For he who seeks out the faults of his brother Muslim will have his faults sought out by Allah, and he whose faults are sorted out by Allah will be exposed by him, even though he shall be in the interior of his house." Because a lot of times what people do, they like to always talk about the faults of someone else, always pointing out someone else's fault, always pointing out to everyone else, he did this or he did that, or he did this or he did that, or she did this or she did that, always pointing out someone else's fault. And if we do that kind of thing, Allah would expose our faults. Those things that we have in the closet, we have stored away someplace, no one knows. We move from town to town, from city to city, state to state, or any country to country, whatever you do, trying to avoid those things that you've done, to avoid those things. But then wherever you go, you point out the faults of everyone else. Always point out his faults, or her faults, or their faults. But if you keep doing this, Allah would expose your faults. And so he mentioned this about, yes, you entered Islam, but Islam has not entered you. And so you who are listening to me, who are not Muslim, understand, don't look at all Muslims, the particular those who are doing wrong things, that they're right. They are incorrect. You, if you can decide to embrace Islam, you embrace Islam and do what Allah says to do. And then you, even being new in Islam, you could tell those people who've been in Islam for a long time that they are incorrect. But be gentle in telling them. Don't bring out their faults before everyone else. Be kind when you present to them. And they may need to hear that from you, particularly being fresh and new. And understand, those who are listening, that Islam is perfect, but Muslims are not perfect. Don't utilize a Muslim that does something bad, that this is what Islam is all about. That person just failed a little bit. Our iman goes up and our iman goes down. Our faith goes up and our faith goes down. And maybe this person is in a low time in their faith. And so they need some encouragement from you or from others. Or pray for the individual that they get back to a good state where they were before, in terms of doing what is right and forbidding what is wrong. I want to also mention to you something beautiful. That is, it was related by one of the companions, Abu Huraira. He said, the Prophet, may peace and blessings upon him, he said, a person visited a brother in another town, and Allah, he sent out or dispatched an angel to wait for him on his way. And when he came to him, he said, "Where do you intend to go?" Oh, this was the angel saying this. "Where do you intend to go?" He said, "I intend to go to my brother in this town." He said, "Have you done any favor to him, meaning repayment of which you intend to get?" He said, "No." accepting that I love him for the sake of Allah, the exalted, the glorious. Thereupon he said, I am the messenger to you from Allah to inform you that Allah loves you as you love him for his sake. Just merely for this man going to another town to visit his brother. He didn't owe the man anything. The man did not owe him anything. His only niyyah, his only intention is going to this town to visit his brother for the sake of Allah. And so the angel said to him, you visit his brother, this man, just for the sake of Allah, because you love Allah. Allah want me to let you know that Allah loves you. As it mentioned, I am the messenger to you from Allah to inform you that Allah loves you as you love him. This is the spirit of Islam. This is the beauty of Islam. All faiths should have this characteristic in the people that are members of their faith. And in Islam, this is part of who we are. This is who the true Muslims are. If you see something on TV or you see something on the social media or something like, or hear it on radio, the negative things about the Muslim, these things, they are not true about Islam. They are not true about the Muslims. Because Muslims care about individual. Muslims care about the poor. Muslims care about the children and the orphans and the widows and the elderly and those that are in need. And this man only was going to this town merely because he wanted to see his brother for the sake of Allah. He loved his brother for the sake of Allah. This is the beauty and the love of Islam. Let me mention something else. Mention something else to you. The Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, none of you will have faith till he wishes for his Muslim brother what he likes or he wishes for himself or he loves for himself. You have various interpretations. Some say he wishes for himself, some say like for himself, and some say love for himself. I want to go to paradise. I want my brother to go to paradise. I want to avoid hellfire. I want my brother to avoid hellfire. I'm eating. I want to make sure that my brothers eat. And not just Muslim too. I want to make sure that all people eat. If a person is hungry and I can help them, I can feed them, then I will do my best to help them and to feed them, because really eating food is a right, a human right. Drinking clean water is a human right. Not living on the streets is a human right. This is just common sense. What we should be doing, spending more money on people instead of on armament of war. It should be more working towards peace between nations instead of making war between nations or between people. For whatever reason that we do this kind of thing, that we go against each other. Peace is much better. Peace is peaceful. Let me move on. It is also mentioned that Allah, he says, O mankind, we created you from one man and one woman, and then divided you into nations and tribes so that you may recognize one another. Indeed, the most honorable among you in the sight of Allah is he who is most pious of you. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. And so here we see, my students, the law says that he made us into nations and tribes so that we can recognize each other, so that we can learn from one another. And indeed, the most honorable among you in the sight of Allah is he who is most pious. And so we were not made into nations and tribes that we conquer each other, that we kill each other, that we hate each other. This is not from Islam. This is not why Allah created us. He created us so that we get to know each other. I'm from this tribe or from this nation or this my nationality, and you're from this tribe or this nation, or you have a different nationality than my own, then I don't fight you because of that or because of your skin color. I want to know more about you and your culture and your people and your trials, the good things that happen to your people and the bad things that happen to your people. You may want to teach me how to say thank you in your language, and I say to you, and to how to say you're welcome in your language. I want to get to know who you are. I remember when I was teaching college, and my students had an assignment. And all the time I tell the student, your assignment is to find out about another culture other than your own. For example, you're African American, then you find out about Japanese people. If you're a Japanese person, then you find out about Korean people. You're a Chinese person, and then you find out about someone from France or something like that. I wanted people to learn about other people's culture and who they are and what they're all about and their background and their history. And don't just hate a person because they're from a particular tribe. There's no reason to do that whatsoever. Matter of fact, on the occasion of the farewell pilgrimage of the Prophet and peace and blessing upon him, when he went to make Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca, at least once upon one's lifetime, and one couldn't afford to do so. And so Allah, I'm going to just read a little portion of it. Allah said in his farewell address, he said to the people, he said, "O people, be aware, your God is one. No Arab has any superiority over a non-Arab, and no non-Arab any superiority over an Arab, and no white one has any superiority over a black one, and no black one has any superiority over a white one, except on the basis of taqwa, meaning piety. The most honorable among you in the sight of Allah is he who is most pious and righteous of you." And so in his last sermon to the people, when he had thousands, I think 100,000 plus of people there before him, and he said to them, he could have said a whole lot of things, but the initial thing that he said to the people is that, first of all, that your God is one God. He has no partners. And then he mentioned about an Arab not being superior over an Arab, and a non over another other non-Arab, and a non-Arab not being superior over an Arab. And of course, a black one is not superior over a white one, and a white one not superior over a black one. And so again, it goes back to learning from each other. Allah made us in different tribes that we learn from each other and not act superior over each other. The only thing that make you better than me is that your piety is greater than mine. And that's what I want to strive to be like you. I want my piety to be at the height of yours or higher. That's what I want. My piety, my taqwa, to be better than yours. That's our competition. Not because I'm white because you're black, or because I'm black and because you're white. Because none of us, not one of us, chose our color of our skin. Our mother and father got together, had sex with each other, and we were produced from their coming together. That's why we are the color and why we look like we look, and the tribe that we come from and the nation that we come from. That is the only reason. We did not go to a store and look at the menu and say, okay, I want this nose and that ear and this type of hair and that skin color. It wasn't like that, a menu, and then you purchase and you pay for it and put it together on yourself. No, this is the way we were born. So you accept me as I am. Allah does not make any mistakes. He made me the way I am, and he made you the way you are. And I can't hate you for the way Allah made you, and you can't hate me because of the way Allah made me. This is wrong, and we'll have to answer for this on the day of judgment, because I hate you only because the way you look. And so you talk to Allah. And talk to Allah about, oh Allah, why you made that man look like that? Or that woman look like that? Don't talk to me about it. Don't hate me about it no more than I'm going to talk to you about the way you look and the color of your skin. I don't need to talk to Allah about this, because I don't need to go to Allah and say, Allah, why you made him like that? A'udhu billah. No, I don't need to do that. That's Allah's choice. He made you look the way you look. And I have no right to question Allah about why he made you look like you look and why he made me look like I look, why he gave me the color of skin that I have and why he gave you the color of skin that you have, and then we have no right to hate each other because of the skin that we're in. I want to mention something else, and the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, he said, Allah will not inquire about your lineage on a day of resurrection. The most honorable in the sight of Allah, meaning it would be one who is most pious. So I want to emphasize this. Some people think because they come from a particular lineage, a background, their family, that makes them better than others, put their nose all up in the air and all pride. Yeah, I come from this, and then this person or that person or this lineage, and then they look down on everyone else that is not from that lineage like they're nothing. Don't do that. Don't do that at all. Because the person you're looking down on today, they are maybe looking down on you. Because Allah may put them in paradise and you in the hellfire. When you're looking up them in the hellfire and they're looking down at you and they say, was not Allah's word true? Oh, and you looking at them and say, oh, send us some water, send us some water. And then they say to you, was not Allah's word true? You disobeyed Allah. You did not tell Allah to Rasul. You not obey Allah and His messenger. You did the opposite. And so that's why you in where you are. And maybe hating someone because of the skin that they're in. This may wind you into Jahannam, which is the hellfire. And Allah knows best. Allah knows best why you will be in a particular, in the hellfire. And so I want to mention this to my students, that this could be something that's going to land you into the hellfire because you said that you did not like this person's skin that they're in. I also want to mention something else that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, and that he said in another hadith. A hadith is a saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. And he said, Allah does not see your inward outward appearance and your possession, but He sees your heart and your deeds. Again, it says, Allah does not see your outward appearances and your possessions, but He sees your heart and your deeds. So it doesn't matter about how you look outside and what you possess. They mean absolutely nothing to Allah. That means nothing. He looks at your heart, what's in your heart, and your deeds that you do. Those are the things that are important. And so this creates also this brotherhood, because I love my brother. I not because of what he has. I love my brother because of what's in his heart, or my sister because of what's in their heart and the deeds that they do. So I want to mention this thing to my students, that this is brotherhood in Islam, and this is what Islam is all about. Rasulullah, may peace and blessing be upon him, when he went from Mecca to Medina, and you had the Muhajirin, who were the ones that made Hijrah, or left from Mecca and went to Medina and joined up with the Ansars, who were the helpers of Allah. And when they went and established the first Islamic state, and what happened? When he got there, the Ansars, he instructed them to be brothers to the Muhajirin. And the Muhajirin are brothers to the Ansars. And then what happened? And it says, when we came to Medina as immigrants, Allah's apostle established a bond, a brotherhood between me and he. And then he mentioned the brother's name. He said, I am the richest among the Ansar, so I will give you half of my wealth, and you may look at my two wives, and whichever of the two you may choose, I will divorce her. And when she has completed her prescribed period, meaning before marriage, you may marry her. And the Rahman, the brother, he replied, I am not in need of all of that. Is there any marketplace where trade is practiced? And so then he mentioned the brother where the marketplace was and so forth. And so this is the beauty of the brother. It's how close brotherhood they have, brotherhood between them. He said, look, I'm rich. If you want, I could give you half of what I have, and I have wives, and I divorced one just so you can have. He said, No, I'm okay. Just show me where the marketplace is, and I'll make my own money. This is the brotherhood that I'm talking about in Islam. We are born from different mothers with skins of different colors, but we are together as one. Now, I want everyone to understand this is the Deen Islam. This is the religion of Islam. One brotherhood. May Allah forgive me for any mistakes I made in this recording. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.